Welcome to this edition of the SearchCIO.com CIO Innovators podcast series on IT and business leadership. In this series, SearchCIO.com editors speak with leading enterprise CIOs about how they use technology to innovate and create positive business change.
Hi, I'm Linda Tucci, senior news writer for SearchCIO.com, and today I'm speaking with Abha Kumar of the Vanguard Group. Abha is a principal in Vanguard's Information Technology Division. As head of corporate systems integration, she's responsible for the strategy and the delivery of technology solutions for Vanguard's corporate areas and its international operations. She joined the mutual funds investment company in 2007. For the past 3 years, she has spearheaded the technology component of Vanguard's ambitious Enterprise 2.0 project. The project aims to give Vanguard a competitive edge in the marketplace by putting it on the forefront of social communications, collaboration, and mobility. Welcome, Abha.
Glad to be here, Linda.
And I'd like to delve into this, the role that you played in getting this innovation project off the ground, and also how you got others to think about innovation.
Well, it took a little bit of time, and it wasn't easy. But what we realized early on is we needed a sponsor for our efforts, and our Chief Diversity and Culture Officer is our sponsor. And we actually have a steering committee, and the steering committee has representation from all of our lines of businesses, so our retail business, our institutional business. We also have representation from compliance, from security, from HR, and obviously IT. And we all come together and start to talk about not just the technology pieces of Enterprise 2.0, but really about the whole gamut that starts with governance, policies, adoption, and then implementation. Because in order for the technology piece of the project to be successful, there must be a belief in the organization that it is important to the organization, and at the end of the day, it'll provide us with a competitive advantage. And we need to have security and compliance represented and legal to make sure that whatever we do is within our regulatory framework and we're not breaking any quote-unquote rules, and we're actually also not going against our core values of preserving and a client data and information.
So how did you calculate the risks and the benefits and the ROI of innovation in the project?
There are two ways we look at it. One of them is actually directly having these groups involved, because having the groups involved in one place allowed us to both to take a look at what the business was asking for and temper that with compliance and security. So that was one way. So even as we roll out products, we look at the governance, we look at the policy, we make policy changes if needed, and then very carefully roll it out. But when we start to think about ROI, because that is so critically important, we start to look at adoption. So we had over 95,000 e-meetings in 2010 alone. And we have approximately 12,000 crew members. I mean, that in itself speaks to the adoption of a collaboration and a communication tool. We had over 9,000 webinars using Adobe Connect, for instance. We had 37,200 attendees. We have about 1,200 SharePoint sites that have been created. So when we start to look at adoption, and in each of these adoption points, we start to look at what are the savings for the organization. So if I had 95,000 meetings, and you may not be aware that we're actually geographically dispersed, so our buildings happen to be, you know, a couple of miles away from each other. So just thinking about the half an hour savings for me to go to another building, to go and come back from another building, you multiply that times the number of folks attending those meetings, and your ROI, I mean, the ROI just jumps out at you. The same thing with our Tanberg rooms, our video conferencing with international. The same thing with SharePoint, where we no longer have to go and look for information and email, 30 people that we know in order to find the information. We're actually able to go to one place and get the information. And I think more so than anything else, the one thing that I'm really excited about is how well the business has actually embraced all of these technologies. So some of our business areas have created their own blogs. They have daily video updates. They have videos showcasing the accomplishments of the groups. And what's fascinating about this is the business now is coming to us and asking for more and more. So in some interesting way, this has actually created a culture of innovation that is now, that has actually changed from being IT-centric and IT ideas to being business-centric, where the business says, whoa, why can't I do this? Can you let me do this? These are the new and exciting things I want to do. And I think all of that, for us at any rate, gives us a highly engaged and productive crew. I mean, it's just amazing to me to see how this project has just, you know, made the workplace a whole different way. We operate in a different way now than we did, I would say, even 2 years ago. This for us has been transformational, not just incremental, I believe. And at the same time, we still believe in our age-old investment principles, but we're just leveraging new-age media communication tools. And I think this is such an exciting journey to be on for me personally. I was surprised by the impact that, you know, IT innovation is beginning to have on the company culture. And as we start to look at what the enterprise of the future is going to look like, we start to talk about the knowledge worker, how the way organizations are structured is actually going to start to change. And I see that we are so well positioned for that at this point in time, having gone ahead and implemented a lot of these technologies. So for me, I think we are in a position to be prepared for what the future organization changes are going to look like, because the traditional concept of somebody coming into work and working 9 to 5 is not going to exist tomorrow. I think the whole concept of managers, you know, sort of leading all of the projects and making all of the decisions is going to change. I think we'll start to see the emergence of the knowledge worker. And I think from a Vanguard perspective, I think we have a competitive advantage at this point in time.
And you've done this in the context of a very conservative company.
Yes.
We might want to remind listeners.
We have not changed our basic premise of our age-old investment principles. All we are doing is we're leveraging new-age media communication tools to get even better at what we do.
Mm-hmm. So, Ava, what do you know about innovation now that you didn't know before you started this project or did this project?
In the past, I always thought of innovation as sort of being something technology does. But today, I think of it quite differently. I think of it as something we do collectively with the business. And we move in the area that the business wants to move in. And we start to have a much larger impact on the organization at large. So that's my lessons learned from this, and that's what actually I was surprised by.
How about one or two pieces of advice or tips for CIOs who want to facilitate that sort of collective innovation? Anything you might recommend that they do or focus on? Or
A couple of things. I think first of all, pick partners who are also looking to change the status quo, do things better. So I think if you pick the right partners, that is the first step, I think, in this process. The second step in the process is, I think, ensuring that you've got the governance teams, you've got the policy teams, and you can actually impact change in a way which does not go against your core principles. Because at the end of the day, you'll never be successful if you go against the core principles of the organization. So make sure that we're compliant, we're not, you know, we're secure. we had many, many conversations with some of our vendors if we felt that their solutions were really not secure enough for us. And I think in some cases we actually helped them get more secure. The third thing is that it does take time. Be patient.
Well, Abba, thank you very much for those three tips, and thank you for speaking with us today about Vanguard's Enterprise 2.0 project.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you for joining us for this SearchCIO.com CIO podcast. For more CIO news and resources, please visit SearchCIO.com.